The walk was sponsored by AIDS Service Association of Pinellas, or ASAP, a division of the Hospice of Florida Suncoast and a nonprofit agency that provides services to people living with or affected by AIDS. Carlos Milan is the volunteer coordinator for ASAP and the AIDS Walk. He said the monetary goal for the walk was $125,000, but with over 60 corporate teams alone, including Macy's and Walgreens, he expects the walk will raise more than the targeted amount.
A lot of the big corporations are realizing that, you know, that it helps them to help the community in efforts like this.
Having lived with HIV for the past 2 decades, Carlos Milan of ASAP said the AIDS Walk serves a dual purpose in raising funds and awareness, which are important in battling the virus. He said he has seen many of his friends die during the first 20 years since the onset of the virus because of the lack of medications that have only been made available over the past decade. And while there are many treatments accessible today, there is still room for improvement.
AIDS is still out there. People are still dying. And it's a very, very expensive illness to deal with. You know, now with all these cocktails, they live longer, but the quality of life may not be there.
Marilyn Guarino is a volunteer at the walk and a nurse practitioner for the Hospice of Florida Suncoast, who worked with infectious disease for 6 years. She understands the extremity of the AIDS virus.
We really need money, and the AIDS epidemic is here, and we need it. We need lots of money for this. We need to help everybody.
A study released last month by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention confirms that the majority of people that are newly infected with HIV in the United States occur among gay and bisexual men, and blacks are most at risk. And while those in attendance at the walk were members of the gay and black community, the diversity of the crowd was a reflection that the AIDS virus infects and affects many other people as well. Ivan Tucker is a participant in the walk and member of the black community. He's lost many relatives and close friends to the disease and said knowledge of the virus is crucial in preventing unnecessary deaths.
It affects our community as well as any other community. It doesn't discriminate. It goes after rich, poor, white, black, you name it. It goes after everyone equally, so everyone should be here.
Beth Fountain is a member of Vote No on 2, a group protesting Amendment 2 and the Marriage Protection Act that will ban gay marriages. She said that while AIDS is a terrible virus, it should be treated as just one more disease that the community needs to support each other for. But instead, it is being used as a political wedge.
I think all of us can remember times when folks have said that AIDS was somehow a punishment meted out by God on gays. And it's certainly not that. In fact, the highest, fastest growing demographic getting AIDS now are heterosexual women.
With the large turnout, the AIDS walk appeared to be a success. Yet to some in attendance, the walk is not enough. Estella Sanders is a participant who had a few suggestions on how awareness can be increased significantly. Among these ideas, Sanders said she feels the AIDS walk needs to be held more than once a year.
It should be more than once a year.
Oh, yeah.
Once a year you get Christmas, once a year you get Easter, but there's no damage in Easter or Christmas. There's a lot of lives lost in the AIDS problem.
Globally, there are over 33 million people living with the AIDS virus. In the United States, there are more than 1 million people who have HIV or AIDS, with at least 40,000 new cases being contracted each year. Estella Sanders suggests that as more of our youth become infected with the virus, there's a growing need for the dangers of unsafe sex to become part of the curriculum in school.
And the statistics show that more young people are coming up with the AIDS virus, and I really feel that this should be a part of the health and science program in the school system, because a lot of times they don't get it at home, so these young people can know what they're getting into with unsafe sex. And to take them and let them have field trips in wards where people are suffering with AIDS. Let AIDS victims come out and talk to these kids and tell them how dangerous it is, as well as some of the older people. You'd be surprised at the people that really aren't aware of their conduct and the consequences of unsafe sex.
And with Florida being the third state in the United States that has reported the highest number of AIDS cases and no cure in sight, the AIDS Walk will continue to be held each year to raise money for research and prevention. For WMNF News, in St. Petersburg, I'm Conchetta DeLuca.